This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
More than 1,300 farms lined the landscape of Ashland and Bayfield counties in the early 60s. Now, fewer than half remain. As the region is poised to see the largest hog farm ever built in the state, Danielle Kading reports, farmers there disagree on what it means for their future.
One of the first things Bill Morenzel mentions when he talks about his farm is how long it's been in the family. The Morenzels ran a dairy farm in Bayfield County for more than a century, but he sold his herd last year.
Started out, we could afford to raise a family with 44 cows, and my wife didn't have to work, but now it's to the point where we're milking 60 cows, we're doing custom work, she's got a full-time job off the farm, and the money just isn't there, it's not profitable.
Iowa-based Reichsview Farm submitted plans to build a farm for around 26,000 hogs near Morenzel's farm last year. He'd like to see the state sign off on the company's plans.
It helped the farm economy around here tremendously. I mean, we'd have a place to sell our products. We could grow grains and hay, and pigs don't eat hay, of course, but there'd be a viable place to go with our products. We could continue to live off our land a little longer.
Retired farmer Bill Franzel has been renting out his land, but he sold it to another farmer last year. The land he owned is now slated to be used by Reichs for spreading manure. Franzel doesn't support the hog farm, but he says many farmers in the area have been forced to rent or sell.
All the farmers are getting old, can't go no more, and they like to keep their land because that's their home, that's where they lived all their life. They don't want to leave.
Benoit's Bill Hasmovich is in the process of turning over his 60-head dairy to his son. He supports the hog farm as long as it meets all federal, state, and local standards. But he worries about more regulation.
Government control's okay to a certain extent, but it's getting out of whack now.
Hasmovich says restrictions on farming make it more difficult to operate, especially if farmers have to absorb the cost of increased regulation. But Carrie Linder would like to see more oversight of large farms like Reich's. She and her husband raise sheep and chickens within 2 miles of the proposed hog farm. Linder says the region's soil and climate make it challenging to prevent runoff into surrounding waters.
You plant with the intentions that, you know, the crop is going to grow, which is going to help, you know, lock the soil in place, but sometimes it doesn't always happen.
Linder says the government and farmers need to take steps to protect the public from such risks. Reichsview Farms crop manager John Thomas says farmers and regulators have to work together.
I mean, nobody here wants to pollute the water. Nobody wants to pollute the air. They both have to work together. I mean, the farming has to happen. It's not an either or.
But the idea of having 26,000 pigs 5 miles down the road doesn't sit well with Bill Franzel and his wife, Betty.
If it was this small, I wouldn't care. But it's too big. It's going to be too big, I believe.
Water is our main thing around here. If we lose our water, you know, we're not going to have anything. And the ground can be soured, too, by all this manure, no matter how they do it.
The Franzels say they're also concerned that Reichs will buy up a lot more land. As for Morenzel, his land is included in the roughly 1,400 acres where Reichs plans to apply or inject up to 10 million gallons of manure each year. He says there's a reason why the number of large farms in Wisconsin known as CAFOs have more than quadrupled in the last decade.
Because that's the only viable way to do agriculture. The small guys can't afford the price of machinery and all the regulations that we have to do.
For Morenzel, the message seems clear. Go big or get out. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.